Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Artist First World Radio Network, home of the best new music you've never heard, and home of the best new talk shows you need to hear. Please don't forget to visit our archives page at www.artistfirst.com, where you can hear all our past shows for free and on demand. You are tuning into Unique, Life Starring You. This show airs every Monday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For more information about this show and to listen to past shows, please visit artistfirst.com/unique.htm. And now here's your host of Unique, Susan Stackpole.
Thank you, Corey, and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Unique, Y-O-Unique, Life Starring You, and it's all about you and for you, and we wouldn't be what we are without you. So thank you for tuning in. For those of you who join us on a regular basis, you already know about this. For our new listeners, we'd like to send out a special welcome and introduce you to what we do here on Unique called Pray It Forward. And basically what it is there's a lot of information in the news and that sort of thing that's a little disconcerting and heavy on people's hearts. And there is research that actually shows that saying prayers, sending loving thoughts, meditating, any sort of positive energy that we put out into the world does have an effect. So we ask that when you see those things in the news, just take a moment, say a little prayer, say a little meditation, just take a moment and send love out, and we do believe it makes a difference. So thank you so much for that. Tonight's show format is, I guess, in line with the title of our show, Unique. I've had some requests in recent weeks. I have a daytime life, I guess, outside of the show, in which I'm a results expert, and I help people get results in different areas of their life. This year specifically, I've been dealing a lot with people who are doing business makeovers and also people in transition. Obviously, there's a lot going on in the financial world and the real estate world and relationships, and people's lives are kind of end over top and not knowing where to turn and that sort of thing. And one of the things that I help them do is take the situation, whatever's going on in their life, and step from a place of being a victim into a victor and use the circumstances going on to empower them. And so I've had some requests to share a little bit about that information. If you're interested, you can visit the website www.myresultsexpert.com, www.myresultsexpert.com. Also, if during the broadcast you have any questions, you can email me at asktheguest@gmail.com. That's asktheguest@gmail.com, and I'll do my best to include that during the show. To get started and tell you a little bit about myself, I have probably about almost 20 years now background in the field of self-development. My formal education is in business administration and marketing, and it just sort of has been a passion of mine, and I've worked in different fields that basically have been about self-development. And I've studied it from all different aspects, from a spirituality aspect, from a faith aspect, from a psychological aspect, and it really is an intricate process of who we are and why we do the things that we do, and how results play a part in that. And that's a little bit about what I'll be sharing with you on the show tonight. My own personal journey, to give you a little bit of insight, I had been studying in the field of spirituality for a long time, just different healing modalities and things like that to deal with some health issues I had in my own life related to a heart condition. And I went through a period of depression and some a really serious time in my life where I am here by the grace of God. And I had come through those things, and I still felt like something was missing. I launched into a massive depression where I basically said, okay, God, that's it. I don't want to be here anymore. And he decided that I was still meant to be here. And so it led me to ask the question why and to start to figure out, well, what is life about and how do we find peace and all that sort of thing. And it led me to really studying results and who gets them and why and how do we get them. And so I'll share a little bit about that with you tonight. I'd like to lay the groundwork and give you a little bit of information of what is 2011 all about. And some of you may already be experiencing this, and some of you this may be a preview of things to come. But spiritually speaking, 2011 is the year of truth. What does that mean? It means that anything that we've emotionally put in the back of the closet or we've hid in the corner of our heart, or we've swept under the mental carpet and been in denial about or trying not to deal with, will be coming to the forefront if it has not already. For a lot of people, this causes panic and fear and anxiety because these are the things we most fear dealing with that are coming to the forefront. I can speak from my own experience how that was the beginning of this year for me as well, is just sort of dealing with those things that we've been avoiding. Why is that happening? Because for a lot of people, they say, oh my gosh, as if I don't have enough to deal with the economy and everything else going on. It's actually an opportunity to grow. One of the things that you'll find is the old ways of doing things are no longer working as well or at all the way that they used to. And the reason for that is it's offering us the opportunity to expand in our consciousness, to step into a place where the thoughts that we think, the words that we speak, have more power and are able to manifest things in our life even more quickly. And in order to do that, it's important to clean out the clutter. The best example is if you walk into your home and you haven't cleaned in a while and there's clutter all over the place and you've got to do some paperwork at your desk or cook a meal or whatever, it takes you twice as long because you're trying to weed through the clutter to get to a place to do that. Well, in this particular situation, the same thing happens in terms of results in your life. Mentally, if you've got a lot of clutter, it takes you twice as long, it takes twice as much energy to get to a place where you're able to see results in your life. And so 2011 is paving the way and is allowing us the opportunity to basically create a new foundation for ourselves. The same way that if you're building a home, you might go in and it's a nice home, but you want to do an expansion. It may require laying an additional foundation. Some people may want to tear the home down completely and start from scratch. The key is, and this is where a lot of people I know that have been coming to me, and a lot of people are having health issues, depression, anxiety, even going so far as suicidal thoughts because they're unable to handle the change. If you can remember that it's happening for you, even if you can't see the blessing in the midst of it, that all change is moving you towards something better. Even though, and I'll admit, even in my own life, when you're in the midst of it and nothing makes sense, it's a difficult thing. The other thing that I will offer up is that God always has a different timetable than we do, whatever your definition of God, that he's always moving us toward a blessing. And the key is to just be in a place of surrender and trusting the process and doing everything that you can do to make sure that that you're aligned with what's trying to come into your life. And we'll talk a little bit about that because that deals with our beliefs. Sometimes we have a limiting belief that our blessing is only going to come one way, and when that source of blessing disappears, then what happens is we start to panic. And that's where a lot of the panic and anxiety for people is starting to come. So let's talk a little bit about what exactly are results. Well, it's pretty obvious. Results are the product of a specific set of actions. And every action, everything you do in life, produces a result. Well, why is this important to even mention? Why is this important to focus on? Well, the reason being is a lot of time we think things, we say things, we do things, and we're not conscious of the results that it's creating in our life. And that what happens is that over a period of years, we develop a habit, and the same thing keeps showing up in our lives, and we want to make a change, and we wonder, well, why does the same thing keep showing up? Well, because we've gotten into the habit of creating the same sort of results for ourselves. So, in order to change this, it's important to look at the source of results. Well, what is the source of results? Ultimately, it's your thought pattern. And the reason this is significant is your thought pattern creates the beliefs that you have in your life. And the beliefs are ultimately what drive the ship, what steers the car. And I'll share a little bit with you about how that works. Let's say that you have a belief that living in a certain neighborhood is going to be advantageous for you. And then if you can't live in that certain neighborhood, then, you know, you're going to have to commute twice as long to work. Your kids won't get into the right school. And all of a sudden, you start to have these panic thoughts. Well, then what happens is that every experience that you go out into the world having will have to line up with this belief. And basically, the way that it works is a belief is a subconscious, as a seed, excuse me, that's planted in your subconscious. So, for instance, you know, some people have the belief that there's never enough. Okay, so that seed gets planted in your subconscious. Now, why is this significant? This is significant because your subconscious doesn't analyze that seed to see if it's true or not true. It simply accepts it as true. For instance, the same way that you go to a gas pump and put gas into your car doesn't have a conversation with you and say, well, is this the best gas to be putting in the car? You know, are you sure? It doesn't. It just accepts the gas. Your subconscious is the same way. And that's why it's so important to take a look at the thoughts that we're thinking and especially the beliefs that we adopt. Once you have that belief, once that seed is planted in your subconscious, then what happens is that is the blueprint by which your ego goes out into the world and strives to validate it. It will bring you information kind of like a little puppy. You say fetch. It will bring you all sorts of information about why that belief is true. Well, why is this important? Well, the brain can only process so much information at a time. Our brain is a massive supercomputer. And so what happens is as we get information, it analyzes it, it categorizes it, it sorts it, it organizes it. It's amazing. And so you might have one experience that is under, you might attend a friend's wedding, and there might be 100 different connections in your brain to that friend's wedding. Well, in order for your brain to process that, it's got to put it into some sort of context. And your belief system is the context into which it puts all that information. So let's walk through this for a second. Let's say that you happen to have the belief that there's never enough, or no matter how hard I work, I can never get ahead. So that's the seed that goes into your subconscious. Well, what happens is your ego goes out into the world and says, okay, I'm going to look for all the information that there's never enough, or no matter how hard I work, I can never get ahead. The issue with that becomes is in the process of getting all that information, it deletes, avoids, does not include any information to the contrary. And there may actually be a lot of information out there saying you can get ahead. It's all going to work out for you. The issue is that your brain is not looking for that information, so you miss it. Not only do you miss it, but what happens for a lot of people is because they're so programmed to have that belief be true, they actually sabotage themselves. They miss the opportunities they could otherwise have by opening themselves up to a different belief. So that's why beliefs are significant, and that's why if you look at the results somebody is getting in their life, chances are within 10, 15 minutes, you can tell at least one or two of the beliefs that they're having. That's why you can take two people who grew up in similar circumstances, maybe in an underprivileged neighborhood in the city, and you might have one that grows up that really is thriving and successful and just has a fantastic life, and the other person who maybe grew up right next door to them in the same set of circumstances just is miserable and just can't seem to get ahead. So that's the first thing that I would offer up whenever I have people who come to me and say, well, how do I change my life? How do I get new results? The first thing is to look at the thoughts that you're thinking. Now, what happens is a lot of people, they start to look at it and they say, oh, my gosh, it just seems like so much. I've always had this thought. And what they'll do is they'll list a million reasons, like, why is this belief true? Well, it's true because we make it true. And if you can get yourself to a space of adopting a new belief, then new things will start to manifest in your life. So we'll share a little bit more about that later. And it's a complicated thing, but it's also very simple once you get into the mechanics of it, that basically what you focus on comes about in your life. And so your beliefs determine a huge part of that. And so if you can get them on board and get yourself to step out of what you see, what you feel, what's going on around you, and create a vision for yourself, then you will start to see a change in your life. The best example of this that comes to mind is one extraordinary gentleman is Walt Disney. You know, everyone said, no, you can't. The banks turned him down. he was even told that he was a terrible animator. Everything, all the cards seemed to be stacked against him, and yet he kept going forward. And when the Epcot theme park opened, Roy Disney overheard a family saying, wow, it's a shame that Walt couldn't be here. Why couldn't he be here to see this? It's really amazing. And Roy very politely interrupted them and said, excuse me, I just wanted to clarify something, that the reason that you're seeing this is because Walt saw it first. And so I would offer up to you that that's the power of belief, that you can bring into creation something that is not. That's, as human beings, that's what we're designed to do. We're created in the image and likeness of the Almighty Creator who brought the world into being with a word. And that's something else that we're going to talk a little bit about, is the power of how your thoughts affect your words, and what you speak will come into being. Have you ever noticed that being around people who are really positive, things seem to just go well for them, it seems to work out for them, and then you're around people who are negative, you don't even want to be around those people. Why? Because of the power of the word. And physically speaking, science has actually proven that certain words, certain thoughts will actually raise your vibration and will attract to you more of the same. So your thoughts create your beliefs. Your beliefs are the incentive for your actions, which also include your speech. So it's important to pay attention to all of those things, and that's why that's part and parcel of why some people get the results that they do. Let's delve a little bit more into the, I guess, spiritual realm of things. One thing I wanted to share. We are in, I guess, a time of spiritual crisis where a lot of people from a faith perspective are starting to fall away from God. How many of you out there listening have had an experience where you feel like you've trusted God to help you out, especially in recent years, where you feel like he just is nowhere to be found, that you're praying and praying and that it seems like nobody's home and nobody's listening? I can share from my own experience that at the beginning part of this year, I had an experience very similar to that, as I just kept saying, you know, dear God, please help me with this one specific situation. I just felt so overwhelmed, and I felt like I was doing everything I can to have the situation come about, and I couldn't figure out, why isn't this happening? Why isn't this working out? So there's a couple things going on, and I'd like to share with you a part of how that operates, because it's important to have the psychological part of things and understand how your thoughts and beliefs and actions all come together to create results. And the spiritual aspect is an entirely secondary layer that also plays equally as or more important of a role in getting the results in your life. So let's talk a little bit about that. One of the things I'd like to share is that we are in a, I guess, spiritual crisis. That the biggest and the brightest hearts out there, the biggest and the brightest lights out there, that there is evil in the world that is attempting to take them down. And there's story after story, experience after experience, and there's so much evidence and testimony about that out there right now. So I would offer up to you, if you feel like you're in an extraordinary circumstance, all that means is that God's lining you up to receive an extraordinary blessing. And the key is just to hang in there, is to not let your faith grow weary, is to not let your vision grow dim, and to just keep persisting. Because if you look throughout history, it's the people with the most persevering visions that really receive the biggest blessings. Think about some of the greatest inventors of our time, Edison, and we have Einstein and the Wright brothers, all who had this extraordinary vision. And look at what they went through to get to where they are. Same thing if you look at someone like Oprah Winfrey, that she really persevered at a time where a lot of people would give up. So that would be the first thing that I would offer up, is that as dark as it may seem, Don't give up. Surround yourself with people who can support you, who will say yes, you can, who will help bring love and light into your life on a regular basis. That is very important, like I said, in addition to the psychological aspect of things. The second thing is that there's a couple different facets of things that you can do right now, today, to supercharge your faith. And I'm going to talk a little bit about that. And these are some things that in my own life where people say, well, what was the difference? What turned it around for you? What was the switch? This was the switch. And I, prior to this, didn't consider myself a particularly religious person. I still don't, but somebody who really walked by faith and that sort of thing. And it's something that I really prayed and asked God to help me with, and he really did. And I would offer that up to you. So the first thing I would like to just reemphasize is that no matter how dark it is right now, if you can get to a place and start asking yourself, how is this happening for me? How is this moving me towards a blessing? What it does is it takes any power away from any evil forces that might be at work in your life, and it brings the power back to you. It reconnects you with yourself, it reconnects you with God, and it puts you on more solid ground. Because what's happening right now is a lot of people are looking out into the world, and they're looking at the media, and they're listening to everything that's going on, and they're believing that it's true. It's not true. Anything that's fear-based is not true. Fear is false evidence appearing real. Or according to Neil Donald Walsh's version, which I happen to personally like, it's feeling excited and ready. It means that something great is about to happen. It means that something is about to change. It means that something wonderful is about to come into your life. The key is that our job is to be ready when it comes. And so I would offer that up, is that listening to what's in the media, that's not real. That it's a lot of propaganda. If it were real, then nobody would be prospering right now. And there are many people who are, you know, we're being told we're in the middle of a recession, and yet there's a lot of people prospering. Why? Well, we're going to get into that. So let's talk a little bit about how to supercharge your faith to help you get the results, in addition to psychologically supercharging your focus. The first thing is, in terms of supercharging your faith, is to take an inventory of what is working in your life. And a lot of people call that a gratitude list. And it may just seem like there's one or two things. Maybe today it's just the fact that you can see and hear and walk and talk. That may be it. And especially if you've had a time where you're really beaten down and you feel like nothing's going right, that's okay. That's okay if you only find one or two things. It's still better than nothing, and it still changes your focus. The more that you can be grateful, the more that that acts as an activator, an attractor for bringing to you more of the same. What we think about, we bring about. What we talk about, we bring about. So when we're constantly focusing on the negative, we're going to get more of the negative. When we start focusing on the positive, and like, oh, this is so great, and I'm so grateful, and this is fantastic, we're going to get more of that. And if you think about it from the perspective of, let's say that you give someone a gift, even if it's just something small. Say it's like a box of chocolates, and you give them that gift, and they're like, oh, well, this is kind of nice, but I really wanted, you know, chocolates with almonds in the center, and these just have a cream center, and I mean, it was nice thought, but, you know, it's not really doing much for me. Well, when we go through life like that, that's kind of what we're doing to God. We're not giving him thanks for the things that he's already brought into our life. We're so busy focusing on what's not working. Well, at that point, you don't want to do anything else for that person. You know, if we give somebody a gift and they're not grateful, there's not really any incentive for us to want to do anything else. Whereas if you give somebody a gift and you give them a box of chocolates and they act like you just gave them a brand new car and they're like, oh, man, like this is exactly what I wanted and this is so great and it's fantastic and I love it. And well, man, you're going to want to give that person a gift all the time. So that's part of how we supercharge things. Second of all, one of the issues that's sort of running rampant through our society right now And I'll hold up my hand in terms of having dealt with this in my own life, is this idea of entitlement. We live in a society where, for some reason, we feel like we're just entitled to be handed things. And it's not an easy thing to admit. Like I said, I, you know, have dealt with it in my own life in terms of, you know, being humble and being grateful and that sort of thing. This was a big turning point for me, where I could start to recognize what I had in my life and start to be grateful and recognize the fact that it's not God's job or the universe's job or anybody's job to just sort of show up and hand it to us on a silver platter. Our job is to get into a space where we're aligned, where we've emotionally, physically, spiritually, mentally done the work to open ourselves to receive those blessings. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about that in just a second, in terms of being in a space to receive. Because a lot of people have frustration. They feel like they're praying and they're asking and they're working hard and they're still not receiving. And we're going to talk a little bit about that. The third point under that umbrella is learn to be still. And this is probably one of the most difficult things for people today because we are just overextended in every area of our life, in addition to being overstimulated. We've got, you walk out your door and you've got the car radio, you've got iPods, you've got iPads, you've got the computer, you've got television, all of which are great resources in terms of learning and growth and that sort of thing. It also creates a situation, though, instead of becoming more connected to ourselves, to one another, to God, that a lot of times for a lot of people they end up feeling more disconnected. And so I would offer up, and like I said, this is speaking from experience and results that I've seen with my clients. If you can set aside 5-10 minutes first thing in the day to maybe just go for a walk, take a few minutes, count your blessing, just breathe and get centered for the day. Check in with yourself. Check in with God. It makes such a huge difference. And like I said, this is one of those things that people had asked me, what was the turning point in my life? This is one of the biggest turning points in my life where I made that a sacred space. That first thing in the morning, that's what I did before I did anything else, was kind of said, you know, good morning world, good morning God, thank you for another day, that sort of thing. So that would be number one, is to be grateful, humble, and be still. The second thing is in terms of asking for blessings, is that you want to start to seek. And, you know, there's a scripture that says, you know, knock and it shall be answered, seek and it shall be given to you. Why is this important? Because I think that sometimes we don't set our focus. They say if you don't stand for anything, or if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. I think a lot of times that's what happens. In my own life, the last couple years especially, full of spiritual turmoil, the last year especially in particular. And I had someone recommend to me that I pray and I simply just ask God for truth, but not just any truth, like the truth with a capital T. And they said to me, they said, be prepared because it will turn your world upside down, which it absolutely did. And a lot of familiar things in my life fell away. So it sort of just happened to me and God, which was the best thing that could possibly happen. And it was also very frightening because it was new territory for me. And what I realized, and the reason I share this, is what I realized is that, myself included, so many of us go through life without a plan. We just let life happen to us. That a lot of times what happens is, especially if people have had some sort of a traumatic experience, that they let that define them, or they let them stop themselves from dreaming, like, well, you know, I only get disappointed. I don't want to dream because then I set myself up for disappointment. Going back to what I shared a little bit ago, there is evil in the world, and all it does is seek to get you out of a place of belief. Because if it can get you out of a place of belief, then you stop making an effort. And the truth is, and this is what unique is all about, that you have a unique spark inside of you. You have something beautiful to offer the world. that dream that you keep saying to yourself, like, oh, I could never do it, or, you know, look at so-and-so, they can do it, but I couldn't do it, or all the reasons why you give yourself that it's not possible, chances are that that's your purpose calling to you. And your unique purpose is like a ripple in a pond. Think about having encountered someone that you really admire, that you know beyond a shadow of a doubt is fully living their purpose, whether it's a musician or an author or an architect or an astronaut or a chef or a doctor or someone that you really admire, that you feel that this world is a better place because they're here. Well, I have news for you. That goes for you too, that you have that opportunity to make that difference in the world. And the only difference between you and that person that you really admire is just your willingness to step into a place of faith, to start living your life by design instead of just letting it happen to you, for being brave and saying, you know what, I have been kicked down a couple times and I have been knocked down, and I'm going to let that make me stronger instead of just staying down. And so I offer that to you, like I said, with this idea of seeking. Create a plan for what it is that you want. Start checking in with yourself. Start looking around the world and saying, what is it that I really, really desire to be doing? Part of the reason that the world is in the situation that it's in right now is that we stopped doing that. People started chasing the dollar. They started, you know, having jobs that they felt like they should have. They started doing things that they felt like, you know, that they had to do. And it's actually made people, to be quite honest, very selfish, because for so many years it's like they've been in a place that they didn't want to be in. And if you've ever noticed somebody who's fully living their passion, and we've seen a lot of examples here on Unique, they're some of the most generous people that you'll ever meet. Why? Because they're in a space of really being themselves, that they're really able to do what it is that they're passionate about, and they just want to share that light, they just want to give. So I would offer that up, is this importance of seeking not only what you desire, but the second part of that that I found is really important in my own life, and again, this was the turning point for me, was instead of saying, well, this is what I want, and God, can you please help me, blah, 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 is start checking in with God and seeing what God has planned for you. And I share that specifically because people used to say all the time, and I just thought it was a big sort of hoax, like, oh, God dreams a bigger dream for you than you can ever dream for yourself. It wasn't until I experienced it in my own life that I realized how true that is. So what I would offer up to you, and this is such an important piece, if your life feels like it's falling apart right now, good. Because that means that God's getting ready to do something great. It means that he's getting ready to build a new foundation. It means that he's moving you towards something spectacular. And to share a story from my own life, God dealt with me a lot on this in my own life. I had a particular situation where there was a space I was living in that I knew it wasn't really the best. I knew the neighborhood was kind of going downhill a little bit. And I felt safe there. I felt secure. I felt like, well, this is where I can pay my bills. And this, I knew what I was dealing with. And God kept working with me and working with me, and I felt it in my heart that I was supposed to move somewhere else. And every time I would get close, I would start to panic and say, what if, what if, what if? And I was always what-ifing the negative. And isn't that what we do so many times? We say, oh, what if it doesn't work out? And what if I can't make it? And what if I don't pull through? Well, what if we started what-ifing the positive? I mean, if we're going to speculate, what if we move and it's fantastic? What if, you know, this job that didn't work out, well, God's showing us that he's trying to bless us in another way, in an even bigger way. So I would offer that up is this idea of when you seek, not only dial in on what it is that you desire, but also invite God in on that and just really ask him to be clear about a direction for you and what he has planned for your life and getting on board with that. Again, as I said, in my own life, that was one of the things that made a big difference. The third thing is this idea of asking and believing. What happens is a lot of people get into a place of prayer and they're saying, oh, God, please help me. Please help me, improve my financial situation or get a new job or improve my relationship. And what happens is that prayer sort of falls on empty ground because there's no belief behind it. I'd like to share a story that is this idea of, Tony Robbins shares this, and it's this idea of life will pay exactly the price that you ask. He's got a great video clip on YouTube that I would encourage you to look up. And basically what he talks about is there was a man on the street that was asking Tony for spare change. And Tony Robbins being Tony Robbins, rather than just sharing with him the change, he was going to share with him a life lesson. So as Tony was pulling change out of his pocket, he also pulled out his billfold. And as his mentor had taught him, he always had a $100 bill in his billfold, and he made sure that the man on the street could see this. So he gave the man the change the man asked for and started to walk away. And the man said, well, wait, you have $100 there. And Tony Robbins said, well, yes, I do. And the man said, well, why didn't you give me that? And Tony Robbins stopped, and he talked to him, and he said, life will always pay exactly the price that you ask, so be aware of the price that you're asking. I will share with you this, that we live in a space where if we can dream it, it can happen in our lives. And what happens is for some reason, we start to live with this idea of mediocrity, that we have an ocean at our disposal and we go with a thimble. And I would offer up to you, stop going with a thimble. That if you're dreaming big, dream even bigger. Don't let what you're seeing right now limit you. Because that's right now, that's what it's designed to do. Again, there's evil at work in the world that seriously is trying to keep you small. Because the smaller it can keep you, the dimmer it can keep your light. And the dimmer it can keep your light, the dimmer it keeps other people's lights, because all the people that you might inspire, now they're not being inspired because you're not inspired, because you're not living your passion. So life will pay exactly the price that you ask. So dream big. The second part of that is once you ask, believe that it's possible. What happens is so many people have dreams and they stop believing in possibility. And believe it or not, there are so many miracles out there that really aren't getting media attention, but there's miracles happening all around. And I would suggest to make it your mission in life to experience a miracle every day. Albert Einstein said that we can either see nothing as a miracle or we can see everything as a miracle. And so make that a mission to start finding things, even if it's that, you know, it's a flower growing in the crack of a sidewalk. Wow, that flower knew exactly how to come up. Why do I say, this seems really silly, right? The reason I say that is because it supercharges your belief. And the more that you can believe in possibility, the more that you can step into a space of receiving. And that's the next key on our list, is this idea of receiving. This is a key component of why so many people are not living the lives they truly desire. We do all these things. We get humble, and we ask God for his input, and we seek, and we ask, and we sort of believe. And then it comes, and we're in a space where we can't receive. Why? There's a lot of people in the world right now that have beliefs that they're not worthy, that they let what happened in life dictate their self-valuation, that they say, well, because it didn't work out before, I must not be worthy of having it work out. That doesn't have anything to do with it. You can have two people that go through exactly the same circumstance, and one takes it personally, and the other does not. I would offer up, and this was one of the toughest lessons for me, and it's something I still work on, life is not personal in that respect, that if something doesn't work out for you, it may mean that there's an even bigger blessing waiting for you down the road. I'll offer this up. I have a friend of mine that originally had auditioned for a superstar performer, and she's a musician, and she wasn't even called back for the second audition, and it devastated her because this is a performer she really admired. And she was like, wow. And it really kind of hit below the belt. So she took a little bit of time, she readjusted herself, and went back and just practiced more and more and more and more. About 6 months later, an even bigger performer, an icon, someone that all of you would know, was holding auditions. Not only did she make the first audition and the second audition, After 3 days of auditions, it came down to she and two other musicians. And she was the one that made the cut, and she now travels around the world today doing what she loves because she was willing to persist. She was willing to put herself into a space of being able to receive. When we start to take things personally and we start to say, oh, it must not be my time, oh, this must not be for me, oh, that the universe is against me, oh, God is against me, it cuts us off from receiving. I'll share with you something that really helped me a lot at the beginning of this year. I learned about myself that I could be self-sabotaging, where that God would be trying to bring great things into my life, and I would be standing in my own way, just based on things from my past and different things like that. And I would offer this up to you to say it in your own life, and I offer it up just for anyone who's listening tonight. I started asking God to deal with me in terms of removing any blocks that I had to receiving blessings, that he would completely open up my heart and open up my spirit, that every blessing that he had in mind to bring into my life, that I would step into a place of receiving that. And I'll share with you that be prepared if you say that prayer, because different things will start coming up. He started dealing with me about things I was holding on to, either physically or emotionally or spiritually from my past, and started bringing those things up so I could clear them out of the way so that I could be fully present, so that when something great would come into my life, instead of saying, oh, I don't know if I really deserve this, or, you know, that I'm afraid to let myself have this because, you know, it's only a matter of time before it will disappear, which used to be a constant belief system for me, something that I thought, oh my gosh, I don't know if I'm ever going to be able to move out of this. And so I would offer that up to you, that saying that prayer is very powerful. If you feel like you're in a space in your life where you're doing all the right things and you're working hard and it's still not showing up, and you're believing God and it's still not showing up, and you're praying God every day and it's still not showing up, and you're, you know, adjusting your thoughts and you're taking different actions and it's still not showing up, just simply ask that you be in a space where you're able to receive, and you'll start to see almost immediate results. Because, like I said, we have to take responsibility for ourselves, and it's in being accountable and saying, okay, I'm ready to let go and step into a space where I am able to be everything that I'm meant to be. Marianne Williamson talks about the fact that it's not so much of failure that we're afraid of, but that it's our success, is that we're, our greatest fear is that we're bigger than we actually, you know, perceive ourselves to be. And I think that so many of us go through that, is it's not so much the fear of failure as it is success. It's subconsciously, it's like, well, if I can't even make it at this level, how am I going to make it on the next level? And I would just offer up to you to just trust that there are big things in store. Every single solitary one of you that's listening, I promise that God has a huge plan for you. And if you can just get yourself into a space of saying, yes, God, I'm ready to believe, I'm ready to receive whatever the blessings are that you have for me, please open me up that I can receive them, that you will see a massive, massive change in your life. So I can't even begin to stress how important that is, to just really get into that space. And the last and probably most important component of the whole thing is giving. And this is key in terms of everything else I just shared with you. This is key to receiving as well. Whatever you put into the world will be multiplied and returned to you. It's a spiritual law. And the great thing is, the great things that you put in the world will be blessed and multiplied and returned to you. If you look at Jesus as an example, they gave him loaves and fishes. Now all of a sudden he could feed just thousands of people. And the same thing is possible in your life. It also works the same way with the negative as well. So I would offer up, be careful what you put out there. The key about giving is that what happens is, when we get into a financial place like we are now, is people start to be afraid because they're afraid there's not enough. And when you're afraid there's not enough, it's ultimately not trusting God to provide for you. And if you're still here and you still have a place to live and you still have food on the table and you still have clothes, God is still providing for you. And ultimately, everything that we have is not ours. It comes from somewhere else. It comes from God. And so when we're being asked to give, we're simply being asked to give what was given to us. And the more that you can be in a space of allowing that to flow, even if it's just 10 cents, I think a lot of people feel like they need to give in a huge way. If you go to the grocery store and there's a kid there selling candy bars, people feel like they need to buy 10 candy bars. No, just buy one. Just because that act of giving shows that we trust God, that we trust, and it also, from a physical law of energy, creates a flow. When we're not giving, we're not in a space of receiving because there's no space for it. That in order for things to flow, nature abhors a vacuum. So we've got to create some space for it. And so I would just offer that up, that when we give, we're actually planting a seed of what's possible to receive in our life. And that's probably the most important component. When people talk about results, ultimately we're asking for results to be blessed. And why are we blessed? So that we can go be a blessing for someone else. There's been people, including Tony Robbins, who have studied the top producers in their field. And what happens is eventually when people get to a place of having massive, massive success, they have everything. They have wealth. They have the relationship. They have the career. They've got the five cars and the, you know, vacation homes and travel first class and everything like that. And they're being asked what brings them the most joy. 99.9% of them always answer the opportunity to give back. We're created in the image and likeness of the almighty creator of not just our universe, but all universes. And we were created in his likeness and image, that where a word brought things into creation. In our own life, a word can bring things into creation. We are also designed to give. That is our basic DNA. That is our basic human nature. That's why we like to be helpful. That's why we have this need for validation and acceptance. So I would offer that up to you, is that if you find yourself in a space where you're being asked to give and you feel, oh, I just don't know if I can, even just 5 cents, and it's because it's not the amount, it's opening yourself up psychologically and emotionally to be in the space of flow, of trusting that, yes, more is coming, that, yes, big things are planned for me. So I would offer that up to you. There's a lot more that goes into the fundamentals in terms of creating results in your life. I'm hopeful that some of the things I shared with you tonight have really opened your mind. I certainly am open and would love to speak with you more. If there's any of you who are looking for coaching, again, that's, like I said, that's what I do in my daytime life. www.myresultsexpert.com. That's www.myresultsexpert.com. And I certainly just wish for you to be able to be in a space of stepping into faith and trusting. And like I said, I don't share things, either have guests on the show. The guests I have on the show and the things I'm sharing with you tonight are things that I believe in, are things that I've experienced in my own life. I would not be on the show tonight sharing with you these things, especially this idea of walking in faith, had I not had that experience in my own life, and not just in a small way, in a big way, in a huge life-altering, turn, you know, top-over-end sort of inside-out experience. And so I would offer that up to you, that I know that there are big things for you, that there are awesome, that God has an awesome plan for you, and that great things can happen, and that you can use the circumstances in your life to empower you to have the results that you really desire. It's something that I specialize in, and like I said, if you feel like any of this resonated with you, definitely please contact me. I'd love to work with you. This is Susan Stackpole here on Unique Life Starring You. All about you and for you, and we are what we are because of you. Thank you so much for tuning in.